Hello and welcome to Marvelously Married. I'm Haley.
I'm Hoagie.
And welcome to our show. This is our third episode.
Oh, yep, on the Avengers.
Well, so. Not our third time, third episode on the Avengers.
Oh, thanks.
Just to clarify.
Okay, yeah. Thanks, Haley.
Yeah, yeah.
So first episode on the Avengers,
yes.
Third episode overall.
Yes.
This is on the Avengers, the 2012 film, not mm-hmm. to be confused with any other Avengers movies.
Yes.
So if you're new or you just need a reminder, if there's any topic you want to skip down below in the show notes, I have the times and you can click those times. Or, you know, I don't know how every app works, but I know on Spotify you can just click the time and it'll go to that spot and play.
Yeah.
So if you want to contact us or follow along to things we're doing, our Instagram
is Marvelously Married, all one word.
All one word. And we post updates there and our announce when we make a new episode.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Our email address is marvelouslymarried@gmail.com.
Yep, and that'll be in the show notes as well. You should be able to click that and open a little email box so if you want to contact the show. So, let's start off with our little icebreaker, the D20
yes.
question.
Which, by the way, for those of you, for those regular listeners, I lost it the last time, the dice. I lost it, fell on the floor, it was a whole thing. We almost canceled the pod. But I have a little jar now that I keep it in, so that will never happen. I'm not allowed to shake it in the jar, but I can at least keep it in the jar.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to roll.
And so if you don't know what this is, so we have a little spreadsheet with 20 questions. People can, you can submit questions by email, Instagram, text message, however you want to do it. And we roll a dice, and whatever number, we read that question, we talk about it.
Okay, here we go. Can I throw it into the jar?
No.
Is that going to mess it up?
Yeah. Okay.
12. 1, 2.
Number 12. Okay. If you won the lottery, what's the first thing you would do with the money?
Oh, man. Buy a Bronco.
What color?
Like one of those vintagey ones, like the tealy, like light blue or mint green. Oh.
Wait, when you say a vintage Bronco, so you would buy the older Bronco or one of the new Broncos?
Well, I don't mind the new. I wouldn't mind the newer Bronco, but like that one that looks like the old one. You know, there's like that one that's out there. I don't know because
I don't
have it.
I don't pay attention that much.
Well,
but.
I would really like a Bronco. And of course, I don't know. It'd be a toss up between that and doing things at the like around the house because we have a lot of projects.
Hire people.
Yeah.
Don't need to do it ourselves anymore.
Yeah.
I think for me, I know this is a really lame answer. It's probably the worst answer. But I would immediately like pay off all our debt, student loans, house, cars.
Yeah, that's
any
proper.
Credit cards. Just like it stresses me out. And I'd probably like pay our cable bill a year in advance and things like that.
Yeah, that's a good idea, actually.
And then quit my job.
Yeah. And then buy a Bronco.
Buy a Bronco for Haley. Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know if I'd buy a car for my... I mean, I would.
Yeah, because your car doesn't even run right now.
My car does not even run.
Well, you can just have my car.
But I don't know if I'd buy, like... I mean, I'm not, like, big into cars, so I don't have, like, a dream car.
Oh, I would just look so good in one of those Broncos.
I would just be, like, a 2025 Prius.
Could you imagine me in all my swim fits when we were just on vacation in a convertible vintage Bronco?
Oh, my goodness.
It would be a vibe.
It would be... You'd be iconic.
Yeah. Bronco Barbie.
Okay, Barbie. So this morning, well, it's almost noon, but it's still morning.
Oh, well, we just got back from vacation.
Yep.
Yesterday, Hoagie, that's me clapping, drove 18 hours in one day to get us home. And that wasn't even the whole trip. I drove 1 hour.
The next day.
The next day.
Yeah. No, I think you drove about two.
Well, I don't know. I didn't drive that much.
But 18 hours, it was pretty rough. There
it
was like.
Honestly, I didn't feel that rough until like the next day. I felt like
you
it,
slept
like...
through most of it.
That's true.
We did like figure out ways to navigate. We took back roads to get around Atlanta.
Oh yeah, that was fun, and we got to see a national park.
yeah.
and everything. That was so
yeah.
cool.
We like drove through a national park by accident and like dropped a pin in case we want to come back.
Yeah.
But yeah, Atlanta is like the worst city to drive through. Love your rap music, but please fix, widen your roads or something. It's awful.
Oh yeah.
Chattanooga's pretty bad too, but.
And especially because it was spring break, so it was like just everything was yeah. kind of a mess.
Yeah, I don't think I'll ever want to travel on spring break again.
No, me either.
So we are having, like I was saying yeah. this morning, we're having a little peanut butter blueberry smoothie, it looks mm-hmm. like.
Looks like. What's it taste like?
Delicious. That's what it tastes like. But we have more foodie highlights this week to talk about.
Oh, yeah. Well, I just had such a good time on vacation. I love cooking for people that I love, and I got to do a lot of that. So that was great. Made some poke bowls, tuna poke bowls, which is one of my sister's favorites. And baked potato bar, mm-hmm. which is always a good one.
We do Texas baked potato. Well, I do.
Yeah.
You do like weird stuff like broccoli and cheese, but
yeah.
I do with the pulled pork on mm-hmm. my baked potato. Love it.
Yeah. I'm not a huge barbecue person. And then what was the other thing? Oh, a taco bar.
Yeah. White people taco night.
Yep.
From the grocery store. So before we went on vacation, though, I want to highlight the jalapeno cream cheese crispy wontons from Trader Joe's.
If you have a Trader Joe's in your area, or even if you don't, because honestly, we don't. I drive for that stuff. Drive and treat yourself, get some jalapeno cream cheese wontons.
And probably a lot of other stuff.
Oh, their orange chicken aisle is magical. Hoagie's favorite. The orange chicken is Hoagie's favorite food on the planet.
Yeah, it is.
We should Definitely. Have that for dinner, yeah. probably.
My meal.
Oh, it's Easter, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. Monday. Well, today's Sunday, but
yeah.
tomorrow when we release it. Mm-hmm. Easter Monday, which is not a real holiday. I don't get it off work, so.
Lame.
So the next thing we have to talk about is, and again, if you don't like reality TV, you can skip this. But
yeah.
The Love is Blind reunion happened a couple weeks ago. We did skip a week recording because of vacation.
Yeah.
So it was a while ago. We'll probably abbreviate this a little bit. Haley, I noticed you don't even have any notes.
I'm just...
I think you should get your notes out. I don't want to be like 80% of the...
I don't even think I took notes on that.
TVH. Really?
No, it's all up here.
I took lots of notes.
Yeah. Well,
12 of them. So I think 80 for best dressed.
Yeah, she did look really fly.
Definitely Sarah Ann for worst dressed. 2002 prom outfit and hair and glitter.
Yeah, that glitter was... the glitter looked so bad. It looked like a mistake. Like, it looked like they were in an underlit room and she stepped outside and everybody was probably like, oh, no. But, like, trying to be like, you look good, girl.
Maybe she's a time traveler. I don't know. shout out to Amy's Jessica Rabbit dress.
Yeah, that looked good.
That was funny.
She looked pretty. They're so cute. I'm so happy for them.
Yes, yes. Yeah, but Sarah Ann came out, no claps. And yeah. Yeah.
I mean, there's just so much drama with the whole Jeremy and Laura thing, and Laura zoomed in or whatever, but I don't know. It is what it is.
I want to say, like, it was frustrating to me that Sarah Ann, they focused on for a half hour of this 90-minute mm-hmm. episode, and was like, she's not even like
one of the main couples.
Yeah, like we didn't even know if Jimmy and Jessica were.
You mean Jimmy and Chelsea?
Jimmy and Chelsea.
And who's the one with the notes?
Yeah, I got notes. I'm trying to like abbreviate it, so I'm like skipping all of them.
So I'm saying
just
the wrong
like
names.
Blending things together. Yeah, but like Jimmy and Jessica, it seemed like Chelsea. Jimmy and Jessica did talk, by the way.
Yeah, they talked more than Jimmy and Chelsea did.
Right,
that's
and we don't even know, like,
that.
If Jimmy and Chelsea are, like, dating. It seemed like they were, like, a little bit. But
yeah, I cannot believe that they did not even cover that. But it ended up they're not dating. I found out later via the social medias.
But, yeah, Izzy from last season paid off his debt. So I'm really happy for Izzy.
Oh,
genuinely.
Yeah, that was another really cool thing. I've been seeing a lot of mixed reviews about, like, them bringing the old couples back from the previous seasons, people either loving or hating that. And I think I was team loving it. Like, I just like to see, I think, what was her name? Giannina. She's with the Bachelor guy now, and they're having a baby for her. I mean, I don't know. I felt like that was kind of like, okay, why are they bringing her on? She wasn't even one of the married couples or anything.
I just think Vanessa's obsessed with pregnant women, and like you saw like most of the couples, like three of the couples were pregnant, and then the other ones are going on that new stupid show. What is it?
Perfect Match.
Yeah.
That's dumb, not new.
Not going to watch it. But yeah, speaking of Perfect Match, so like remember we talked about Love is Blind All-Stars?
Yes. So
I thought that was happening. Not even happening. It was just a dumb advertisement for their stupid wine.
Yeah.
Love is Wine.
That was so disappointing.
I'm so mad about that.
And like, but they never came out and like said that. Lame.
One of the things, like, I'm pretty sad about Clay and AD that they didn't work out. But I mean, you know, she gave him a shot, chance after chance after chance, and he broke her heart. And like, I get it. She doesn't want to look like the desperate one, but
honestly, I'm really proud of her because I think everybody going into the reunion was pretty convinced that they were together. I think we were. We were like, oh yeah, I think they're together. So because that was the thing on the show, she kept saying like, if he doesn't marry me, like I'm not going to be with him. Like, and I feel like people say that in the past, but then it's like, you know, but reality sets in and you obviously still have a lot of feelings for this person and care a lot about him. So you want to like try and make it work. But she has been pretty firm. In fact, even going as far as to go on dates with Matt,
right,
who was the other guy that she kind of had a short-term little thing in the pods with. Bernard's being a naughty boy. and that when she was talking about those dates with Matt, Clay's face was like cracking me up. He was just like in the background, like trying to play it so cool. Bernard got stuck. I feel like Clay has done a lot of work on himself, and I do believe that. I don't know. I still think that there's a chance for them. I think that they could get together. I just think that AD really needs to see that he is making the changes that he's talked about making.
Yeah, and it does seem like he's changed, but, like, I mean, I don't know. You gotta walk that life for a while or whatever. Yeah. And, yeah, really uncomfortable moment, the Trevor text combo.
Oh, man, that was brutal.
Kenneth loved it. He loves text messaging and, anything on a phone he can really get into.
Relate.
But when he couldn't talk and he was just like, I don't know what to say. And then he has to leave the reunion.
Yeah.
And Nick was like, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Like, get out of here. Yeah, they were all hating on him. But the one thing Nick said that, like, I just thought was so annoying. When he was like, because they were saying that, you know, Trevor came for the fame or whatever. And, you know, they say that about a lot of people. You know what? Every one of these people is coming there for the fame. If you,
there's like, some level.
You can go find a matchmaker and not be on TV.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. If it's really Nick Lachey, if it's really about not about the fame, then don't televise it.
Yeah.
If your intentions are so pure. I just thought that was really annoying.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, he's like, this is real life. No, your 30-day experiment is not real life.
Yeah,
this is not how the world works.
I mean, it's real life for them. Like, I get that, but like, I don't know. I understand what you're saying, like, and I agree.
Who was it? Matt was the one that talked to the two girls and said the same thing.
Right? Oh yeah, yeah, to AD, and I can't remember the other girl's
name.
And
they played like the clips of it, and I don't know. I don't think he really intended to do that. Or I don't even think he did. They played the clips and it didn't seem to prove it.
Well,
to me.
I listened to, it's a podcast called Out of the Pods. And it's Natalie, I think I've mentioned it before, and Deep D from season three of Love is Blind. And they discuss, it's kind of cool to see like insider perspective on like being on this show before, like how much editing like really plays a part. And so it's like,
and that was why, because he did like a question and answer thing on Instagram, and I saw like screenshots of it on Reddit. But one of his things was like, the reason he didn't go to the reunion was because he didn't want to be edited like that again. Mm-hmm. Like, he was like, he brought, like, he said they would make up whole, they would splice two sentences together and make a new statement, mm-hmm. like two different statements and splice things together like that. And he was just like, I didn't know they could do that. You know,
yeah.
It's not, I don't know. What should we call it? Half reality TV. It's not even really reality anymore at that point. So I think that's pretty disappointing. But also, I like the drama, but I just want it to be like real drama. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know. So we can move on from Love is Blind, I guess, because we kind of covered most of the main things.
Yeah. What other reality TV stuff is coming up for us that we finished the Traitors? We might watch Traitors UK, maybe.
Maybe. I heard it's a lot different than the US. Like, they don't use celebrities, for instance. But so other activities that we did, we watched Poor Things.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Haley really liked it. I thought it was okay, and then I thought the ending was really good.
Yeah.
Like, when they got the final chapter of it, because, like, they divided up by which city they were in. Or which city Emma Stone's character was in.
I just thought Emma Stone, after watching it, I really feel like she deserved everything she won, like at the Oscars and stuff like that. I think she did such an incredible job.
Yeah.
It was we saw Mark Ruffalo, and what else did we see him in that he did an accent and we hated it? We were like, what is he doing? That does not even sound right.
Oh, I don't remember.
It was that show about World War II or something, The Light in the Darkness.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and we were like, it was really hard to watch. It made it really uncomfortable, but I felt like he did better this time. So maybe that was his warm up for or something.
For Poor
Things, I don't know.
Yeah. Willem Dafoe also did a great job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, the set design was awesome.
Yeah.
It wasn't really realistic. It was like an artistic
fantasy,
you know, different. Yeah, like a fantasy world.
The clothes were all incredible.
Yep, very good.
But it was just, I think for Hoagie, you felt like it was kind of slow going at first.
It was a really lengthy movie, but I think that with what they were doing and with Emma Stone's character, like, I think it, you had to see the growth,
the progression.
The progression, yeah. And so I think if they would have made it shorter, it wouldn't have been as good.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, the last part of it was fantastic, in my opinion. So, Anna Maria Island. That's where we went for.
I was like, that's not a movie.
Yeah, that's where we went.
Felt like a movie.
I have this section in my notes in my like because I save like an outline and then reuse it. But this says book updates / other activities.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, activities, we went on a trip.
Yeah, we went on vacation.
Road trip. We did not fly.
No, we did not.
I don't like flying. They lose my bags.
Yeah, and it's, like, nice to just have more control over, like, your travel experience. Like, you know what you're getting into. I mean, we've always road tripped together really well, so... I mean, we've driven to Florida several times, I feel like, since we were, like, 16. So.
Yeah, we're just getting better at it. Next time, we'll remember to bring wet wipes to the car.
Yeah,
we get, like, the snackage all over your hands. Like, by the time I got home, my jeans were, like...
caked in...
gross.
Snack dust.
Yeah. So, for Anna Maria Island, let's do 3 highlights.
Okay.
And 1 negative.
Okay. Well, highlight is my sister got married... So that was a big one, which was amazing. I mean, I'd say the negative, if I can throw that in right now, is that it rained the whole day. Like, well, it didn't start raining, honestly, until the ceremony, pretty much.
Yeah.
Like, we were getting ready, and it was, like, kind of overcast. And that was just a bummer. It just was, like, you know, just sucked, because it was, like, beautiful weather all week, a little windy. But I will say, like, coming down onto the beach, they got married right on the beach, like, and they didn't have any intentions. They didn't do any big, like, fancy tent or chairs or anything like that. It was just, like, a small group of us walk down, get married. And there was literally nobody on the beach except for us because it was, like, a thunderstorm.
Right.
So that was really nice. It felt really, definitely felt private, and it was beautiful. Like, it still was beautiful.
Well, and the plus side to that is because, like, it was spring break, so the beach was super crowded every day we went down.
Yeah,
so.
And we would look around that time like, oh, is it really busy? That's Chloe. She's got an itch. So positive. My sister got married. I had such a fun time putting together my swim fits. I posted some on my Instagram, my little outfits and stuff like that. I love putting together swimsuit outfits, styling them. So that was a lot of fun every day to see what am I going to wear and put that together. And then let's see. What's another? What are some of your? Let me think of another. I only got one more.
So positive is I spent a lot of time with my nephew Ezra, and we talked about D&D like a lot. We were both working on campaigns for DMing, and we watched some videos. So part two, number two positive, transitioning into that on the same statement, is there was like at this condo, there was like a pool. And, like, it was built kind of under the condo, so if it, like, rained or whatever, like, yeah. And it was shaded, so I like being in the shade. And it had, like, lights and jets, and it had a TV. So we were able to sit in there and, like, watch YouTube and stuff, and that was really fun. So I enjoyed that. Another positive. The beach was close to the condo,
yeah.
And I think most of the island, most places you would stay is like really walking distance. And the beach was short, like from
where we
like
were.
Width-wise. So you didn't have to like walk across the sand a lot compared to like Lake Michigan. And
Yeah.
You know, so I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I would say the one negative was the lack of quality taco restaurants.
Yeah.
We went to one and it just like really wasn't a good experience. They had good merch though.
Yeah.
But
yeah, they did. We didn't get it though, because honestly the tacos were not like, the rain was a negative thing, but also with like Hoagie said, with it being spring break, like it was just packed. Like everything was like overrun. Like when we went to get the tacos, it was just our six of us, my sister's family and us. And they had like nothing left. Like they were out of like everything, and you could just tell everybody was like, oh my gosh, it's been so busy. Like, so I think that was just, normally we like to get out and adventure and like go get coffee and lunch and stuff like that. But we felt like, I don't even want to get out because it was just such a hassle to like leave the condo.
Yeah. It was a long time to get anywhere. And if you want to go off the island, plan on in like an hour getting back.
Yeah.
So if you need to go to Walmart, it was, because there's only one bridge and it was just packed all the time. So getting off the island it was really not. Getting off the island was 20 minutes, but getting back to the island was an hour. So,
But I did enjoy, like, normally when we go to Florida on vacation, we go to like the Destin area, which is just what we're familiar with because we've always done that. And this did feel much more like, I don't know, it did have a cool vibe, like the island vibe and stuff like that. But so it was nice to experience something different. But my third and final positive would probably be just hanging out with my nieces and nephews in the pool after the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
We all went swimming and just like, you know, chit-chatted and visited and stuff like that. And it was just nice to have some quality time with all of them.
Okay. So let's get into Marvel rumors, other rumors, updates, you know, that kind of stuff. So this one is politics / social media, but the TikTok ban, I just can't believe that's what, I don't even use TikTok, but like of all the things they could focus on right now to improve life in America.
Yeah.
We're going to ban TikTok. And that's just like really disappointing. I've given up on our legal system. I just like, they all suck.
Yeah, I love my TikTokies.
Yeah, I don't know. So I wonder if like something new will replace it. I'm sure like there'll be like a, you know, American version of it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Where only the Americans can have our information.
I remember Musical.ly, back when it was Musical.ly.
Oh, yeah.
I like that. And yeah, I've been on TikTok, but I just don't like watching videos on my phone. So.
Yeah, don't be sending Hoagie reels. Don't be sending him things. if there's something you really want Hoagie to see, you have to send it to me and say, make sure Hoagie watches this.
Yeah, or just send me memes. Don't send me videos.
Or just don't.
So the Agatha has like a fourth title change.
Okay.
I don't remember what it is.
Again, most of these rumors and stuff that we're coming to the table with that Hoagie has are things I don't know. So he's informing me. I'm right here with y'all.
Well, the Agatha show. So at one time it was Coven of Chaos. It was House of Harkness. Actually, I think this time it has something to do with the Darkhold. Or no, did they change it again? I can't remember.
Don't
but
ask me. I don't know.
Just too much going on. So yeah, they changed the title. Still the same show. Man, I don't know like for sure how to say this guy's name, but you know,
just do your best.
The guy from like Breaking Bad, Giancarlo Esposito.
Oh, that sounded great.
So he's talking about wanting, you know, I think if he's been cast for Professor X in the MCU or, you know, I'm not really clear on that, but
he's from Breaking Bad.
Yeah. He was the bad guy that had the chicken restaurant.
Oh, I love that guy.
Yeah. So he wants to play Professor X with no wheelchair. I don't know how I feel about that. Like, I don't really like it. My understanding of Professor X has always been that he can walk without his wheelchair, but it takes like all of his focus. Mm-hmm. So he's not able to do his other powers.
Yeah.
And then there is like a version of Professor X where I can't remember like what comics it's from or how old he is or whatever, but he has like this helmet on. That must like amplify his powers, and he's able to walk with that and stuff. But I don't like that idea.
Yeah.
Not happy about it.
Yeah. Disappoint.
So Disney's version, when the Taylor Swift Eras Tour film was released. So Disney did like different categories on the main screen. It was like 1989 was all movies made in 1989. They did Red, which was movies that had like red, like,
cover page
art pages, yeah. And there was Reputation, and which had like 101 Dalmatians.
That was
and,
so cool.
But yeah, they did all the different albums and made categories of Disney movies based on that. So I really like that.
Yeah, that was cute.
We still haven't watched the Eras Tour,
which like honestly, Disney, if you can get that together with the whole Taylor's version thing, like there's so many other things with your app. I feel like, what's going on? Like, step it up. If you could change the whole app for a day,
right?
Maybe not. Let's not focus on that so much.
Yeah, like, can we get the ads like at a proper break in the show? Yeah, like
instead
between
of mid word,
like mid scene. Yeah, exactly.
It's like mid sentence. Cut.
Cut. Ad. Yeah.
It's a little jarring.
So MCU has canceled 3 movies: Eternals 2.
Aww.
Captain Marvel 3 and Ant-Man 4 have all been canceled in like one move. So
wow,
there's not like a whole lot coming out for the MCU anymore. Honestly,
well, guess the podcast is over.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm in kidding. Favor of them just like quickly like I don't know, maybe not quickly tell a little, but like at some point wrap it up. I guess after Secret Wars, it is like a reboot. But I'm just ready to get to that point.
Yeah.
To be honest, they tried to drag it out too long, and some of the movies are lesser quality at this point.
Yes,
so.
That's true. Quality over quantity.
And that's, yeah, that seems like that's what they're going to focus on with canceling all these. They're no longer doing, they're not going to do special features anymore, which I like those, the couple that we had. Mm-hmm. And so yeah.
Well, we're here. We're along for the ride with y'all. Whatever ends up happening.
Yeah.
We still love it, and we'll just rewatch a bunch of old stuff like the Avengers.
Yeah. There's a whole lot of bad movies out there we could start watching.
I'm not watching Blade.
You are watching Blade. No! At some point.
I don't
okay, we
do
can,
it.
We can compromise. We'll just watch the first Blade and not the other two.
Whatever.
Compromise. So Marvel is keeping Kang for that Avengers 5, and they're going to pair him with another villain in the same movie. Okay. So he's not going to be featured as predominantly, and yeah, I guess this other big bad will be taking over.
Okay.
Is
there anything about Doctor Strange?
No.
Okay.
Why? Why?
I thought I saw something about that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there is. The next story will focus on him and Clea and like stopping incursions from happening and
oh okay
yeah they will be doing some sort of multiverse film, but with Clea, who was played by that one actress.
Okay.
Yeah. Henry Cavill, we figured out what he's playing. He's playing a Wolverine variant.
Okay.
In the
oh okay
yeah
he's the Superman.
He's yes.
Okay.
He's Superman, and then in the MCU he'll be playing a variant of Wolverine in the in the multiverse when
cool.
they do like Secret Wars.
Okay.
I think it's for Secret Wars. I don't think it's for the Deadpool movie, but.
Okay.
Yep. X-Men 97, which is a cartoon continuation of the X-Men the Animated Series. It debuted with a perfect score on Rotten Tomatoes.
Wow.
Very good. I haven't seen any of it yet, but, you know, it might be something to watch. I feel like if I kind of want to watch all the old ones because I've seen some of it, but not all of it in order. And you
Well, if there's one thing about Hoagie is he likes to commit to watching something and he watches it all.
Yeah.
So
I still haven't finished all of Star Wars yet, but almost there. But
what
yeah.
else do you have to watch? Or never mind. This is no Star Wars podcast. Moving on.
Moving on. Franklin Richards is supposed to be in the Fantastic Four film. That is the son of Sue Storm and Mr. Fantastic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's got like multiversal world ending, universe ending, universe creating. I mean, he can do
Isn't
anything.
Isn't he one of the most powerful that they say in all of it?
Yeah, like him versus Scarlet Witch. Like, I don't really know who wins.
That would be quite the...
Yeah. Depends on who rolls initiative highest.
This isn't a D&D podcast.
Yeah.
I think that was a D&D reference, right?
Yeah. World War Hulks. I've seen kind of that being teased in the rumors and scoops. So we might see a whole bunch of Hulks in one film.
Okay.
Might be pretty cool. And apparently Scarlett Johansson to lead the next Jurassic Park. Not a Marvel rumor.
I was just not expecting that. I mean, I love Jurassic Park. You know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've seen them all quite a few times.
But did they...
It's one of my comfort movie
series. I don't think I saw the third Jurassic World. Did it come out ever?
Well, I know what we're doing.
The last thing that happened was like they released all the dinosaurs from that room that was like dangerous and full of poison or whatever it was. And they released them into the wild. And that's the last thing I remember.
And cut.
My favorite was definitely the first Jurassic Park, for sure. That movie was perfect. The third Jurassic Park, I remember we saw in theater. I saw at the Riviera Theater.
Oh.
Yeah.
So. Was I with you?
I was like with my mother. What year did this
come
out?
The third one.
Like the third Jurassic Park. Jurassic Park 3.
Yeah, wasn't that like...
Long time ago. Back, no, like at least like 20 years ago or something.
I'm looking this up.
Go ahead. You can fact check it. But yeah, I remember seeing it in the old Riviera Theater, like before it got redone, of course. Are you really going to look this up? Mm-hmm. Like we need a
2015?
No, it did not. Okay. I guess we're stopping the podcast.
And we're back.
Okay.
Welcome back.
It came out in 2001.
2001.
Yeah.
So... Hoagie was a baby.
I did not see it with you.
Rude. Okay, anyways, this isn't a Jurassic Park podcast either, I guess.
Well, yeah, you were the one that needed to fact check and be wrong about it.
Just so everyone knows.
So, let's take a break before we get into the Avengers.
Take a break.
Welcome back.
Hi.
We took a break. You didn't.
Well, maybe they did. We don't know what they did.
That's true. You could pause and you could have. You could have done that. So we prepared for the Avengers with our movie time meal, TM.
Oh, yeah.
I must have been very hungry because looks like I had a snack and a dessert before we had our meal, according to my notes here. I had some pretzel flats and the Trader Joe's cheddar spread.
Oh, you love that.
I love that. This is a Trader Joe's podcast.
Basically.
Yeah. And then I had some Funfetti Muddy Buddies.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And for dinner, do you remember what we had?
That was so long ago.
Okay. We had the Trader Joe's Jamaican style beef patties.
Oh, the...
Literal turnover pastry things.
Yep.
They were good.
Yeah, they were good.
I tried with three different sauces and then found out that it was best with no sauce.
Yeah. So, spoiler alert.
Yeah. So don't try it with any sauce. Unless you find one that's better.
Then let us know.
Let us know.
It was like a little pastry turnover thing. Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah, flaky and good. And
yeah.
I don't know if will we get it again?
Probably not.
Yeah. I mean, it was good, but it wasn't like...
It's one of those things that's like I want to try, but it's like I'd rather try another new thing. And maybe I'd hit the jackpot like with the jalapeno cream cheese wontons.
Yeah, those we will get again.
Oh, absolutely.
For sure. Hopefully they're not seasonal. I hate when they have seasonal items.
That's okay. I'll buy them all.
Yeah. Haley, 1 year. So Haley likes their truffle ketchup. And one year we bought like 8 of them right at the end of the season.
Because it's summer. It's like a summer thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then they had them all year. They ended up having them all year.
Yeah.
So.
All right. So the Avengers 2012.
Yeah. Oh, so good.
Came out. The movie is 2 hours and 26 minutes.
Yeah. It was really great.
Very great. I think I saw this in theaters.
Oh, yeah.
When it came out. Yeah, I think.
Wow.
Pretty sure. But yeah, this movie is awesome. I mean, this is the first time when we've had movies, like crossovers, like movies coming together for like a team up. Like, and this really changed the way, you know, I mean, the MCU in general, but especially the Avengers film, like really, I mean, like, DC copied it. They're trying to do their own cinematic universe and bringing everything together. And then, you know, with that Flash movie, they even brought people from the past together and, you know, and like multiversal and all this stuff. And, you know, now both film companies are competing to who has the best multiverse. And that's great for fans.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But yeah, this was definitely like earth shattering. Like, what? They're all together. Yeah. I loved it. It was so good.
The Black Widow scene, loved that. So funny. Like when she's, that's one of the first scenes, right?
Yeah. She's so BA.
Yeah.
She seems more like her comic book counterpart.
What does that mean? B-A?
Yeah, I can't say it because we're like a PG podcast.
Oh, B-A.
B-A.
I thought you said beat. Like,
no.
I was like, what?
No, she's B-A.
B-A?
She seems more like Black Widow in the comic books in that scene.
Yeah.
Then like, you know, later on the MCU, it doesn't feel like Black Widow.
Yeah, this is the scene where she's like being held and like tortured basically, and like
interrogated,
you think that she's like, oh my gosh, she's in a real pickle, and like, and then
she gets the phone call.
Yeah, which honestly, that made me like, a lot of this made me want to watch S.H.I.E.L.D., like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. again. I don't know, like, watch that. I don't know why, but
yeah, we never watched that all the way through. I think we've just seen like the first season and then we watched the first season a second time,
right,
halfway or something.
We do that.
Yeah. But that first scene, like that intro scene, the dialogue was so good. Very sophisticated dialogue.
Yeah.
When, you know, their Loki comes down and there's the portal and they're in the basement of S.H.I.E.L.D. or whatever. Mm-hmm. So good. I love it. This movie starts off like super strong. So this is the first time we see Mark Ruffalo as the Hulk.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Because he was recast from... Is it Edward Norton? Maybe? Yeah, I think so. Anyway, so this is the first time Mark Ruffalo is playing the Hulk. I never hated this recast scene. A lot of people, you know, didn't really like it, but I really liked it.
I love Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah.
Sue me. I mean, no, please don't sue me. Nobody sue me. I can't handle that.
What else happened in this film?
Well, I loved all like the little details surrounding like Iron Man and like his suit and stuff. Like when he comes and lands and it's like,
yeah, it takes takes the suit off. I that was my next note too. Yeah, I said that like I love, this is my favorite Iron Man suit, and you know, and machines that take it off or whatever. So like the nanotech in later movies, like I understand why it, you know, narratively, like it saves time. You know, and it would really lose its appeal eventually to see him like suit up and suit down like all the time. But like, just really a fan of this version of the suit. Really,
I'm glad
good.
That they featured this version of the suit.
Yeah. And then when it, like later in the movie, the suitcase, when he's falling out of the tower.
Yes, that was so cool.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, how it like all came out. You're like, what's he going to do?
Yeah. Early on in the movie. Kind of early, maybe halfway. Phil Coulson, his death.
Ugh.
Very sad.
So tragic.
But he comes back in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. But, Yeah, again, we'd have to watch that.
Yeah, we haven't watched that, so.
Okay.
Else? And then I also really liked the ship, like, in the sky. Yeah. Like, how they featured that with, like, the mirrors or whatever. Like.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, the cloaking tech. Cool.
Yeah, I thought that was really high tech and neat for its time.
So, speaking of, like, S.H.I.E.L.D. and stuff. So, like, I mentioned in the Marvels episode how funny Sam Jackson is when he's, like, facing... Oh, no.
We're good.
When he's, like, facing danger, like, how funny it is. But he's not like that in this movie, and I still love it, though.
Yeah.
But I was more... When I said that, I was more referring to, like, all Sam Jackson movies. Right, like, not necessarily. But he plays definitely a more serious Nick Fury. Like, yeah. in this movie. And, you know, it's still amazing. His character was really, like, a highlight of this movie.
That scene where Captain America does the whole thing with Iron Man and says, like, you're not the guy who makes the sacrifice play or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh, I was, like, literally crying when... And I don't even really... And I don't... I've seen all these movies quite a few times. But I don't know if we've went back and watched the Avengers from the beginning since we saw Iron Man, since he died. Have we?
Yeah.
We have?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We just did it recently.
Did we?
Yeah, we went back and we watched them all up to the Infinity War.
Well, I must have missed that little
We watched
snippet.
The Infinity War saga. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I must have missed that the first time, that little Easter egg.
Yeah, okay. Easter egg? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
No, it was good because, like, he makes a sacrifice play in this film.
Uh-huh.
But also, of course,
the ultimate
sacrifice play in Avengers Endgame.
Which is a great thing to be talking about on Easter.
The sacrifice that Tony Stark made for all humanity.
Humanity. Just like Jesus.
So I have a question, hand raise.
Yeah. Yes, Hoagie.
But, like, how effective was Natasha in the final battle with her two pistols? Like, at one point, she's just, like, shooting two regular human pistols. And I'm like, okay, what are you doing? But, like, the next scene, she steals some weapons from the aliens. So she has, like, better weapons.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Like, for a while, well, she's just out there with her two pistols. I'm like, what is that doing?
Then she steals the aliens. Like,
she uses the aliens. Yeah, that was super cool.
Yeah, that was
cool. She, like, stabbed two daggers in him and, like, was, like,
yeah.
Making a move and... Yeah, that was good.
That was pretty epic. I wrote pretty good explosions.
Nice.
There are some epic explosions.
I have a note that said, this is just like the musical.
The musical?
Yeah. Remember, like...
Oh, yeah.
In Hawkeye,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, in Hawkeye, yeah. Oh, and that was cool, too. Remember, you were like, that scene is from Hawkeye, like the opposite view.
Yeah. So the scene, he's like, I think at that point, it's right when he runs out of arrows and he uses his last arrow as like a grappling hook sort of thing.
Yeah.
And like swings down into a window down below. And that was in the Hawkeye movie from like a different,
the Hawkeye show.
But, like, Hawkeye...
Kate
Bishop saw him from, like, a different angle during that.
Yeah, that's cool.
That was really good.
I'm glad you pointed that out.
Love the squad up moment when they're all six of them come together and they're in the square.
And they have, like, the Glambot camera.
Yeah.
That's what they call those these days.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Glambot camera.
Uh-huh. Glambot cam. Let's see. I wrote Hulk is so funny. Like when he does that
with Loki,
with Loki
and throws him around. Yeah.
I was dying.
Yeah.
And then I wrote, why didn't Iron Man just let go right before he went into the portal? That's the ultimate question.
I think he saw the boss ship and wanted to make sure that he guided the missile right to it.
Wow. The follow through on that one.
Yeah. Because otherwise. They would have had to keep fighting the aliens. Like,
yeah.
This was getting rid of the nuke and killing all the bad guys at the same time.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Terrible army design to have, like, one control ship control all the aliens.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was,
yeah, bad on them.
Bad on them.
But good there, for us.
I think it's a special feature, like a bonus scene or whatever, and Rocket Raccoon's making fun of them. He's laughing at the Avengers, oh, saying funny. they're the weakest army in the galaxy.
That's funny.
Yeah.
You're so good at knowing all those little details.
Yeah.
Remember?
It was like a deleted scene or something. My last note is we should have gotten shawarma to go for this movie. Would have gone with the end credit scene, yeah, and all that. So.
And honestly, we should always just get shawarma to go.
Yeah, once a week for sure. I wish we had a shawarma place where we live.
Yeah, but
we got to drive a little ways for it.
Yeah.
So what's your, do you have any more notes? Any more thoughts?
I don't.
No? What is your rating of this movie?
5 out of 5.
Wow, me too.
Yeah, this was top tier. This was great. I loved it so much.
Yeah.
I can't wait to watch the second one. I don't know if even that's what we're talking about next.
No,
but
I don't think so. Maybe. I don't know. I like skipping around.
Yeah.
I think it's been fun skipping around. And we have all these team ups. So we did the Marvels, that was a team up movie. Then we did the X-Men, then we did the Avengers. Yeah. I think next has got to be Spider-Man.
I would like that.
Which one do you want to do? Tobey Maguire or Andrew Garfield?
I don't know. We'll have to discuss. What do you guys think?
If we did the other
end of the mic.
I think if we did Tobey Maguire. No. You know what? Let's just skip around and be just so random.
So random?
It's so random. Let's do Andrew Garfield Spider-Man.
Okay.
Yeah. It's different.
Yeah.
We'll do.
Well, and isn't there some stuff about him going on or something, coming back or?
No, there was just like a statement released or whatever that he would not come back for a standalone.
Mm.
Like they wouldn't make the Amazing Spider-Man 3, but he's going to continue to play the character in like multiversal.
Oh, I see.
Spider-versal.
Also, this doesn't have anything to do with the Avengers, but we never mentioned that we started that show Legion.
Yeah, we don't have to mention that.
Oh.
Well, but now we have.
Do we not want them to know?
It'll be a surprise. Oh. No, that will be coming up. Once we finish the first season, we'll do an episode in the first season of Legion.
Oh, okay.
We've only watched one episode so far. Very good.
Yeah, it is good.
Yeah, never seen
that
it before.
That was right before we went on vacation. We got to get back to watching.
Yeah. I thought it was really good, and it was a different kind of mode for superhero films. Like, it's hardly a superhero film, really.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really know what's going on. But yeah.
Which is probably why we shouldn't have brought it up.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Yeah, so this film, 5 out of 5 stars for me. That's what I give it. Very epic in every sense. And just like going back to 2012, like just all these characters coming together, like that was amazing.
Well, and honestly, for it being 2012, like thinking back to then, like it was epic for that time, you know, like even it holds up. Like,
yeah, I love the mood of the film. The writing was very, very good. And I hate to give Joss Whedon so much credit, so much praise, because apparently he's a jerk. But this movie is amazing, and I'm happy it exists.
Yeah, me too.
It will forever be an amazing film.
Yeah.
So.
Yay.
Close the book on that.
Yeah.
What was your highlight of the week, or the last 2 weeks, or whatever?
Being on a beach.
Mm.
Yeah, just having great conversations with my sister, and being on vacation. It was really, really great.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you?
I think not going to work.
Yeah.
You know, regardless of what we're doing.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's fun to go on a trip for sure. Yeah. Taking a nap, working on things I want to work on, not worrying about anything. I did have to make a work call like 20 minutes before the wedding.
Yeah. Which was unfortunate.
Super
timing.
Annoyed. But outro. This is the outro.
This is
I don't know why
end.
I said outro out loud.
Outro.
Outro. Insert outro here.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Oh, follow us on Instagram.
Follow us if you want. Oh, like and subscribe.
Yeah.
What do you call it? Follow us on Spotify.
Write a review if you want.
Yes, please give
us
a review. It helps us show up in search results up higher.
Yeah,
for
other people who'd be interested in this.
Yeah, might be more interested if they see a few reviews on there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on whatever app you're on.
And we're just having a good time. Thanks for being here with us.
Yeah. MarvelouslyMarried@gmail.com if you want to give us feedback or submit a D20 question.
Yeah. So
there you go. Our next episode will be on Andrew Garfield,
Spider-Man.
The amazing Spider-Man from, I believe, that might be very close to 2012 as well.
Oh, time pieces.
Okay, bye.
Bye.